Marty McCrary, he's a Fox News medical contributor.
What I've seen out there is that people are saying, you know, I'm okay with my kid wearing a mask in order to appease the teachers union to make sure they get there in person. And that's a reasonable argument, but it's not a medical argument. And we've assumed zero harm with masks. And the reality is that's not true. There may be zero harm for a matter of months or weeks. But when you talk about coming on 2 years now with kids being masked, they're losing the human connection. They're not visualizing the mouth as people speak to them, and it impacts phonetic development, and cases of anxiety and depression are related to altered breathing. These are things that we have to consider. They're not benign. Masks are not 100% harmless.
Ohio is set to be home to Peloton's first factory in the United States, a groundbreaking ceremony taking place on Monday in the village of Lucky. Once complete, the factory will create more than 2,100 jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's hard to early morning tomorrow. It's a muggy, humid start, 80 degrees. Mostly a dry start kicking off the day. It's another sunny, partly cloudy morning, followed by scattered afternoon showers developing. A cloud a few spots over at least 90. Some areas get relief from the heat, but others don't. And the heat index could be climbing up there back to about 106 to 108 or so. Followed by a fair sky Tuesday night and a repeat again Wednesday with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Mike, how's it going?
Going good.
Oh, good. You sound good tonight.
Oh, good.
Look at you.
All right.
And and you don't get to miss out on our wonderful guests that we have, and yes. I'm not going to wait any longer. We have New Orleans musician, award-winning musician, Jamal Batiste. Sir, how you doing this evening?
Man, I am doing fine, doing great. How about y'all, man? How y'all doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Doing good.
Awesome. Awesome. Great to hear, man.
And the reason why you're with us tonight is we're going to talk about the about your show Wednesday night from the FunkyUncle.live.
Yes.
But I also want to talk a little bit about you and get a little bit of your background also for all the folks that that aren't from New Orleans that listen in.
Right.
So let's just start from the beginning. How did you get your, I mean, you come from a pretty well-known family, obviously, but what where did you start getting your inspiration from in music?
Man, so it started at 3 years old. The first person I saw playing, where there was more than one, but there's one in particular by the name of Russell Baptiste. That's mm-hmm. my oldest brother. So I watched him as a kid playing with the family band, the Baptiste Brothers band. Mm-hmm. So that's with my father and my uncles and everything. So one day while I was at home, I saw him set up a Ludwig drum kit, a silver mm-hmm. Ludwig drum kit. So when I saw that and saw him get behind the drums, to me, it looked like the architect of like the high-rise buildings.
Yeah.
In certain cities and everything, and I thought it was the coolest thing that I saw. So once my brother Russell got off the drums mm-hmm. and the drums were still set up, I figured, hey, let me go sit behind the drum set and see what that feels like. And I felt like I was on top of the world.
Yeah.
It's like this overseeing the globe. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. and from there, that's when I was just hooked. Like on to the drums. So watching Russell play mm-hmm. from grooves to really fast chops, like fast playings with the hand speed and feet speed and everything. And I was just amazed. So I gave it a shot and it started to work out for me. And I kept playing. I played at in elementary school, mm-hmm. Primary school and also high school. And of course, college as well, and that though. But the start was basically from my brother Russell Baptiste, and wow. then my father. Yeah, real talk. My father had me to play on performances with the family band, and some other events that's taking place, where I found myself, you know, in the newspaper, playing at the French Quarter Festival when I was probably like 8 or 9 years old, and then I ended up having my own show at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, like at the age of maybe 9 or 10.
Oh my goodness.
So keep mind you, I'm still in like elementary school.
Right.
And I'm doing my own show at Jazz Fest in the kids' tent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and it was just, at the time, I thought it was just amazing, not knowing like what was really taking place
yeah.
as far as molding me to who I am now as a musician, as a music producer, as a drummer, mm-hmm. and just as a man, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and it just worked out to where, you know, it just so happens at 14 or 15 years old, my father had me to play with Leonard Centelli from the Meters.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At 14 or 15 years old, and I still remember my dad took me to the club, somewhere in the city, in the French Quarters, where Leonard Centelli was playing at. And he had me to come on and play with him. So my father brought me up, and Leo was there, and he had me to play with Leo. And, you know, then that pretty much was the kickoff of where you may see me play a lot with Leonard Centelli even now up to this day. So including mm-hmm. at the Funky Uncle and a couple other places, too, to where that relationship between me and Leonard Centelli has really grown and bonded. And that, though, as you know what I'm saying, him being more like yeah. a mentor, me the student, you know what I'm saying, the old young lad. And everything, though, but learned a lot just working with Leo. So and I ended up working with some more amazing, cool musicians, bands, and artists. So and with this journey, I have the pleasure of working with even George Porter
mm-hmm.
From the Meters, Zigaboo from the Meters, Art Neville, rest in peace.
Yeah.
So the whole originals Meters, like I had a chance to work with them at the point. Work with Bill Summers from Herbie Hancock mm-hmm. and the Headhunters. Great to work with him. Work with Irma Thomas. Work with, ooh, man, it's a lot though. Another thing that's happened from being a musician on the journey is that I got into film.
Okay.
So, yeah. So film and also music videos. So my national debut as far as on the music video, believe it or not, was with this well-known rapper from New Orleans by the name of Soulja Slim.
Okay.
And so rest in peace. Right. You know what I'm saying? He passed away and everything a while back, though. But that was my debut as far as like national debut on as far as music video. Then film work, did some extra works and everything. Like one movie was Blue Chips, so that was Nick Nolte,
Shaquille O'Neal, Freddie Hardaway.
Yeah. All of them. So that was there, you know, as an extra. There was a TV show that took place in New Orleans called Big Time TV, where I had to audition in front of Quincy Jones.
Oh, wow.
As a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the same thing I said. I didn't know as a kid, but my father and my mother knew, like, one of our son knows that, you know, this is Quincy Jones. So he's platinum selling, Grammy Award winning, you know what I'm saying? But his TV show that it aired on TV and everything. So, and then it keeps getting better. And so I'm doing that. And then I find myself in a role, believe it or not, playing in the James Brown movie, Gets On Up.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, so and my character was John Jabble Starks, and I actually had the pleasure to meet him before he passed away. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So that's I said the same thing, doggone it. So he was definitely up in age when I met him, and he actually his family knew my mother's family, so I have a huge family in Mobile, Alabama. So shout out to the listeners that's out there in the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. You know, so I have family there. And it just so happens, like, the families were already connected, you know what I'm saying? Mutual friends and everything. So playing as John Jabble Starks in the movie, Get On Up, had a pleasure to work with Chadwick Boseman. You know, rest in peace.
Yeah.
He's another one that passed away. And that's but amazing actor, man. Had a chance to talk to him and everything. He was, like, the coolest guy you could talk to and hang with, man. So, and then, believe it or not, I find myself working on the set called Cloak and Dagger for Marvel movie, Marvel show,
yeah,
Marvel show. So, and I actually was playing the acoustic guitar, in the show and everything that happened, it's so much more. Like I said, I did my studies, you know, middle school, high school. I got my bachelor's degree from the University of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody that went to the, you know, saying UNO. And there, so I got my degree. That's right, Privateer Spirit. And I got my degree there in jazz studies. So I had a pleasure to actually study under the late great Harold Baptiste. Mm-hmm. So. And which was really cool, and some many other instructors too, man. And the list goes on and on. Had a chance to work with Mystical. He's the guy with Shaky Fans.
Oh, absolutely, you know, yeah.
So I had a pleasure working with him. Pleasure working with Trombone Shorty, and pleasure working with. God, I'm trying to just think of.
Well,
I could be running your ears.
Well, do you mind sticking around? We need to take a quick break.
Yeah, sure.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. We'll be back with more of Jamal Batiste right after this break. Why you stay your pay grade? Cause it could be your child that set a party, catch a high straight. I've been through so much pain that I'm feeling numb to it. Remember being lost and didn't know what I'm doing.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Eddie's Wrecker Service in Slidell would like to take this opportunity to salute all of our young men and women serving in our armed forces. To those who risk their lives daily to keep us free, we say thank you. This important reminder was courtesy of and sponsored by Eddie's Wrecker Service in Slidell. Give them a call at 985-643-1410. That's 985-643-1410, where they always work for the safety and welfare of our community.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Back with the Something to Say radio show. We're talking with Jamal Batiste. That's some of his music right there. Grimy rock. Digging it. And we were talking about before the break, we're talking about some of the folks that you played with, and really just an incredible lineup of different musicians. And let's talk a little bit about your current lineup in your band.
Oh man, so the musicians I have rocking with me in my band, which is going to be on a Funky Uncle. I have this, they all are just dope in so many ways, man, as musicians, music producers, songwriters. So on the bass guitar, I have Mike Bass. He's a Grammy-nominated musician. He's played with, you know what I'm saying, a plethora of musicians in the city and everything, man. And on keyboards, I have this brother by the name of Yael Yisrael. He's a really, you know what I'm saying, young cat. Very talented and gifted as a musician and even as a teacher as well. And on electric guitar, I got this brother by the name of Max Bronstein that's going to come in and jam with us in that, though. He's did a lot of works with the Brassaholics and also James Martin and that. So, and then on percussions, I have another good friend of the family, like a brother, Reggie Green. So he plays a lot with my brother Russell Batiste, and that though on the percussions and that. So make sure I got everybody. Yes, it should be everybody. So then on vocals, which I've actually played one of the records earlier, I have my cousin who's like my brother. His name is Michael Batiste. Stage name is Mick Jag. That's gonna be doing some, you know, saying some rhyming. And also I have my little brother Ryan Batiste. You know, his stage name is Shagadelic. So I'm going to have them on there on the vocals as far as kicking the rhymes and everything and just telling the story lyrically and that. And all of it's going to come together to where it has this, you know, masterpiece and just something just fresh and new to bring to the Funky Uncle as, you know, bringing it to the people that's watching and listening and supporting and everything, man. So y'all really going to be in for a treat. Everybody that's listening out there, y'all just make sure y'all tune in to the Funky Uncle this Wednesday, Jamal Batiste Band. We're going to be live, and it's going to be completely phenomenal.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about with all the musicians that come on and that are playing the Funky Uncle, and it's just such a great cause. And again, it's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, but such a great cause. And you know, obviously, right now we're kind of having a little bit of a downtime with what's going on, and we're taking a step back. Unfortunately, however. You know, this is something that I believe that it could continue on once we get past all this craziness and get back to our normal lives. It's such a great thing, and I think it's needed. And you know, like I've talked about it on this show, that I'm originally from St. Louis, and I fell in love with New Orleans when I was in my early 20s, and so I had to live here. And you know, if there was something like this before I lived here, man, I would have been all over it every week. You know, it's so cool, and it's such a great production and such a great cause. I think, you know, I heard a few months back, there'd been over $400,000 raised for musicians and gig workers here in town, and that's just phenomenal.
Yeah, that's very phenomenal and amazing, man. So shout out to everybody that's just been donating, supporting for the cause, man, just to support us, the musicians, and that people. I think people do need a friendly reminder that music does more than just entertain people. It's so much more, like scientifically and in physics, as far as health benefits of how therapeutic music can be for the human body and for the soul. And the spirit and everything, man. So yeah, so there's more to it. So music is just one of those. I tell people that music is definitely one of God's amazing gifts that He's given to us, to humanity, because it really is a universal language, and it can, you know, it puts us in, you know, in different moods. And I think the mood, like, you know, everybody's in right now, obviously, you know, just to be honest with everybody, like, definitely confusion, anger, sad, because of, you know, the state that we're in right now. So, but, you know, there's people like myself and others that are creating music that's a soundtrack for triumph, you know what I'm saying, to conquer and to get through this. You know what I'm saying? We're in it right now, though, but it's not going to last forever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, it's not going to last forever. This is, you know, just, it's just the season that we're in.
Right.
And my prayer to everybody is, since we're in it, is definitely do what you have to do to continue to take care of your health.
Right.
And that, though. So, I mean, that's what everything that's just happened, and that, our health is on the line, which means our lives are on the line. So, by all means, do what you got to do to stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? So we can get through it. So it's like, this season's going to pass to where we'll be able to get back to where we can definitely come together and just, you know, basically just have a great time and enjoy each other's company.
Right. And you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say music is the soundtrack of our lives. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, you know, you hear a song and no matter how old you were when you heard it, it'll take you right back to that place. But we got about a minute left before we need to get out of here. So real quick, can you let everybody know where they can find your music?
Oh, yes. So, everybody, you can find my music on all the platforms that's out there. So the streaming, Apple, Spotify, Pandora. All you got to do is just type in my full name, Jamal Baptiste, J-A-M-A-L, last name, B-A-T-I-S-T-E. And you'll find a bunch of music all on those platforms, iTunes, everything, and on YouTube. And that, though. So, and then for those, you can follow me on social media. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Just follow at jamallpro.com. The at symbol, and you have JAMALLPRO. Jam All Pro. That's my social media handle. And like I said, a bunch of stuff on YouTube and all the streaming sites. Just type in Jamal Baptiste and you'll find. You'd be surprised what you find. So I still got more works I got to post up there for the people. You know what I'm saying? So
I hear you. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for stopping by. And make sure that you check him out 7 o'clock Wednesday night, funkyuncle.live. And Jamal, thanks again for coming by. And you have a great evening, okay?
You too, man. Thank you for having me on board, man. You have a great evening, too. Thanks.
All right. We'll be back after this.
Winter weather, leave your windows looking gloomy. Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. Call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee at 504-264-5811 on the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office.
I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie, where we do windows and a whole lot more.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I am very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696. So that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. The state's two U.S. senators are at odds over a bipartisan infrastructure bill that looks set to receive a vote tomorrow. Senator Bill Cassidy backs the plan that he helped craft, saying it'll drive $6 billion in money for roads and bridges into the state, while Senator John Kennedy lambasted it for raising taxes on businesses and having a deficit price tag of $250 billion.
In my opinion, it's an inflation bomb.
Kennedy says another reason he doesn't support the bill is that despite the cost, the Senate refused to include Hurricane Laura relief funds for Southwest Louisiana. And over 2,700 patients now sit in Louisiana hospitals with COVID. 50 hospitals are now requesting additional aid. And Cassidy commented on the ongoing nursing shortage that's hampering our healthcare response.
Folks are just tired. They're just tired. They want a break from it. Secondly, some folks are going locum tenens, and so they may be going someplace else in the nation and working there and getting top dollar to do so.
Cassidy is a medical doctor, LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell. Gathered round the good old days of being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
WGSO from the Buca Range
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show, and I want to thank Jamal Batiste for stopping by, and it's kind of funny that Everclear's the band coming back from break, because I don't know, you probably didn't get it, Mike, but they're like, you know how you get sponsored ads on Facebook?
Yeah.
So one of my sponsored ads, and it popped up again today, I showed it to Brenda. It was that Everclear is going to play like a live streaming show, and guess who it's presented by?
I have no idea.
AARP.
Oh God!
All right.
No. Why?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
how does that make
God.
You feel?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's better to live long enough to see them sponsored by AARP than to not see it. So.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I was a little, to be honest, I was surprised that they're touring with Living Color right now, but good, it's good because I know it was a couple years ago, we tried to get Art from Everclear on the show, but just scheduling wasn't working out, but he, I believe he has MS, so it's good to see that he's still doing well enough that he can get out and tour and do the damn thing, but... Speaking of live music, the unfortunate news came yesterday, which I think we were all kind of leaning toward that it was going to happen. But for those of you not in New Orleans, the Jazz and Heritage Festival has been canceled for the second year in a row due to the recent surge in the coronavirus cases. And, you know, I know that Tim was on earlier, and he, you know, he had a lot to say about it. And it's just disappointing because I believe at this point in the game, this could be avoided.
Yeah, it could. It most definitely could. But my freedoms.
Yeah, exactly. I had to go to the doctor this morning, and it was nice to see that whenever I was at Auctioner, there was a very long line for vaccinations. Matter of fact, it wrapped all the way throughout the building. So that was good. So, but, you know, I hope it's not too little too late.
Yeah.
You know.
And I did see something, I think it was this morning, talking about how they're expecting full FDA approval before the end of this month. Mm. And so hopefully that will convince at least some people, okay, right. It finally has FDA approval. Let's go get it.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like maybe some people could be using that as their excuse, and then they'll come up with another excuse later.
Oh, yeah.
But if even 20% of people go out and get it because of that, that's 20% more people that are now vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You know, it'll be interesting to see if that's what people keep leaning on and trying to say that's their reasoning for not getting it. But I'm going to be honest, like, I believe that once it does get FDA approval, it's going to be mandatory in a lot of instances.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the healthcare field. Like, right now, you know, it's mandatory that you get a flu shot every year and things like that. Ooh, so once it has FDA approval, you can almost guarantee, and I can tell you that Auctioner being one of them, that they're going to mandate it, because they're pretty much doing it right now without making them get vaccinated. And, you know, listen, you know, when 96% of doctors across the country have taken the vaccine, what does that tell you? You know, I'm going to trust those people over, you know, somebody who wants to read things on Facebook and find their information.
I don't, I don't know, man. I've read some comments from some pretty smart people on Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the people you went to high school with that couldn't pass high school science class, but now they have a PhD and know more than what doctors do. Right. Right.
I saw a meme on Facebook just 5 or 10 minutes before we started doing the show. There was a paramedic putting somebody in the back of an ambulance. He said, "Are you taking me to the hospital?" I said, "No, you need top medical experts. We're bringing you to the comments section."
So. That's exactly right. You know, and it's, it's crazy. And I don't know. I just feel like that I've taken the vaccine, had no issues with it other than the normal issues that you get, taking a flu shot or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
you're a little,
exactly.
Little run down. Today I got a tetanus shot cause I haven't had one in over 10 years. I didn't throw a fit over, getting the shot. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, just now I just put my arm inside my sleeve and I'm like, "Oh, what is that on my arm? Oh, it's a Band-Aid. I got a shot today. I forgot." You know, it's, that's the deal. And you know, I feel like that, yeah, it's certainly your right, your prerogative that right now that you don't want to, if you don't want to get it, that whatever. But at the same time, you're imposing your will on other people too.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, I haven't heard anything about this, so I'm not saying that there's rumors or that it's going to happen or anything, but we may not be able to go to Saints and LSU games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all have the prerogative to not go get the shot.
Right.
And that's basically just you screwing everybody else over because somebody on the internet told you that you were going to have 5G injected into you.
It's just selfishness at the end of the day. It's selfish.
Exactly.
You know, we talked about it on Friday. Like, how bad would you feel if you passed along COVID to somebody and they died?
Yeah. Exactly. When all you had to do was go get a shot, and then 1 month later get another shot.
Well, there's multiple reasons for it, and to be fair, it's been politicized on both sides. Let's not act like it hasn't. But at the there's also the element of, I'm not going to do anything you tell me to do. You know, and it just sometimes you got to get over yourself, and you have to, especially whenever you want to talk about patriotism and things like that, I think it's patriotic that you don't want your fellow Americans to die.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was actually thinking something extremely similar as you said that. I mean, it's not very patriotic to kill Americans.
No.
That's what the jihadists want to do. They want to kill Americans.
Right.
And you also want to kill Americans. So you want to be them, or do you want to be a patriotic American?
Right. And I think at this point, I think it's just best. People do what they want to do. And obviously what we say isn't going to matter. But my personal opinion is that you should go get the vaccine, and let's move on with this, because here we are. We've lost Jazz Fest. We've lost the Bourbon Festival. I'm pretty sure. I don't know anything more than what anyone else does, but you know, with those canceling, I wouldn't be surprised if French Quarter Festival's next.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're probably going to be looking at Saints games.
Yep. And French Quarter Fest done by the same people as Jazz Fest?
No.
Is that?
French Quarter Festival's Incorporated put on the French Quarter Fest. They do. Satchmo also.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Okay. I was going to say, if it was, then Jazz Fest is canceled. That'll probably will be too. But, and I was actually reading an article a while ago. I think it was on NOLA.com. Talking about how there's a lot of people in the tourism and hospitality industry in New Orleans who are very, very worried.
Sure.
Because now that Jazz Fest got canceled, I'm sure a lot of others, this is one of the biggest festivals of its type in the entire country. So why wouldn't other local festivals and things of that nature follow suit?
Right.
And they're worried. They were just starting to build things back up. Mm. And now all of a sudden, since people aren't going to get the shot, it's all the house of cards looks like it may fall all over again.
Yeah. You know, and here again, you want to talk about, no shutdowns, no lockdowns, don't want to crash the economy. Well, here, this is just adding to it.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want a shutdown, go get the shot so that way we don't have to shut everything down.
Right.
That's literally the only option. Either that or we wear masks every single time we leave the house for the next 2 years or whatever.
But, Mike, I have a medical condition that says that I can't wear a mask. But, by the way, I have to stop at McDonald's on the way there because I don't put, that's the other thing. I don't want to put anything I don't know in my body. But let me stop at McDonald's or let me go get some terrible food. Come on, give me a break.
Stop at McDonald's while I'm smoking this menthol cigarette.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, it's just unfortunate. Hopefully it gets better. We'll just have to see. Like I said, the line today was promising that the more folks are getting the shot. So we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. So let's take a break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about some Saints news, and then we'll get out of here. We'll be back with more after this.
Till my pain was chicken fried. And I had dudes with badges frisk me, teach me how to swallow pride. I took advice no fool would take. I got some.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
WGSO, across the Gulf South. A great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
Oh, what?
Bar to Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar to Go can be found at www.thebartogo.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebartogo.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So, went to training camp again on Saturday, and it was all right. I think Jameis looked a little bit better on Saturday. And You know, Alvin looked good. And, you know, it really wasn't any surprises. There wasn't as much much passing is really what I thought there would be. It was a lot of the run game. But, you know, overall, you know, about what we have expected. And, you know, at this point, though, I really do. I'm starting to lean more. I think it's Jameis's to lose, really, overall.
Yeah, and I've been thinking that, but you've been there, seen it, and so you saying that, we've had discussions before that I feel like you and I may not agree 100%, but we agree on 90% of it, yeah. And the fact that you're saying that means that I guess I'm probably leaning more towards Jameis as well, so.
Yeah, but there was we'll wait till the end to talk about the foreshadowing that could be going on. I guess the biggest news today, well, there's two big items of news, is that one, Michael Thomas, he took to Twitter like he normally does and implied that the Saints tried to damage his reputation by, you know, I guess being honest. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't really know where he's coming from with it, but I hate to see it because I feel like it's just making things lean more and more and more towards him not being around much longer.
Yeah.
However,
and I hate that.
I do too. You know, there's also part of it is that if you trade him, there's an awful lot of dead money that you have to take on by trading him.
Yeah.
There's like $62 million or some crazy number like that. So I don't know. You know, it's. It could be one of these things too, where once he comes back, you know, if he busts his tail and he gets back earlier than expected, and then he goes out and performs, everything could be forgotten. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has short term memory whenever it comes to things like that.
Oh yeah.
But you know, the fact that he was ghosting Coach Payton, Mickey Loomis, the doctors, when not returning phone calls and things like that, it's just not a good look.
And, I agree.
You know, and I get it. His point is probably that, you know, he sought out a second opinion, and they said the second opinion said he might not need surgery and that some rest and, you know, some rehab could take care of it. But that's fine if that's what you want to do, but you got to communicate. You know, you got to tell that to those are your bosses. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
If any of us just don't show up and don't, you know, return our boss's calls, you don't get to keep your job. That's just normal life.
They won't be your boss anymore.
Right. We used to have that phrase when I worked in retail, like, you just get yourself promoted to customer. And that's kind of the way it is. Like, you just can't do that. So, you know, I don't know. I just think that he's making it tougher and tougher for him to stay a Saint, because Coach Payton's not going to put up with anybody disrupting the culture of that locker room.
No.
It's just not. And he's shown that in the past, and he's not afraid to do it again, I'm quite sure.
Yeah. And another thing that I've thought is, what if this was just some kind of little petty thing? He saw it and he's like, hi, I'm going to share this. And then the sports media ran wild with it. What if it was just kind of a, I'm going to get a little dig at him. You know, didn't really mean anything by it, but just kind of like it's like the online version of a snide remark.
Right.
You know, you don't really mean anything by it, but, and then because it's the sports media, and you know, I've talk to death about how they turn everything into the biggest thing, and everything is the new Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
What if, and I don't know if that's the case or not, but I can't help but think that, what if it was just some kind of little online version of a snide remark, and mm-hmm. then now all of a sudden everybody's blowing everything up because there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty more to talk about out of Saints camp, because now we're going to be without our kicker for probably the majority of the season, because he has a core injury. Looks like he could be missing 8 to 12 weeks, and they did sign veteran kicker Brett Maier.
I hadn't read that.
Yeah, they had some auditions today to fill in for him, and he had spent 2 seasons as the Cowboys kicker from 2018 to 2019. Has been on the practice squads and offseason rosters since then with the Jets, the Texans, the Cardinals, and the Washington football team. So, yeah, that's disappointing because, you know, I was looking for him to bounce back this year. He had a few missed kicks last year, but he's still a Pro Bowl caliber kicker. Now, one good bright spot is I did get to see a little bit more out of the special teams when I was there Saturday, and Blake Gillikin, who's taken over for Thomas Morstead, he looked pretty good. He seemed pretty accurate with his punts, and he had some boomers too that he was really doing well from what I saw. So that's reassuring to see. And also Devontae Freeman looks really good. He looked like what he did with Atlanta in their heydays.
All right.
So those are all promising things. Like I said, Alvin Kamara looks good. Jameis, I think he'll be fine. I don't know. Like, the jury's still out. You can't really make a decision on it until we actually see it live and enact, on the field against competition that's not – I mean, granted, we've got one of the better defenses in the NFL, but it's still practice, and, we just got to see whenever we get to – full speed game situation. So, speaking of quarterbacks, though, now I did read before I start talking about this, I had read that the Packers have made a verbal agreement with Aaron Rodgers that if he's still not happy after the season's over with, they will trade him. And now, and this is according to Fox News, that according to one of Rodgers' friends and former teammate, Will Blackman, the headline reads, Packers Aaron Rodgers will join the Saints in 2022. That would be amazing. I don't know how we will afford him.
The salary cap will have to quadruple, and then we can get him.
unless he wants to do some Drew Brees-type wheeling and dealing where we pay Aaron Rodgers now till 2090.
Yeah, he'll have the was it Barry Bonds deal?
So Blackman told TMZ that he still maintains a good relationship with Rodgers, and he said that he wouldn't be shocked if Rodgers is under center for the Saints and head coach Sean Payton in 2022. He went back, he even further said that I can see Aaron Rodgers being a New Orleans Saint next year. So who knows? I don't know. Like, I just don't see it. It'd be cool if it could happen. I don't see how we could pull it off. But, weirder things have happened. And, we won't have any quarterbacks other than Ian Book under contract for next year. So, if he's willing to take $20, $25 million a year, that would be wonderful. And maybe we can make it happen. So, I don't know. I think this is a lot of wishful thinking. But,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. So we'll just have to wait and see. All right, Mike. Well, let's wrap it up and get out of here. And
sounds good.
You everybody enjoy your evenings. We'll be back tomorrow night with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we're just gonna play Gloria.
Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive an